Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
So Ed Sheeran did Town Park last night. I think he's the last one tonight then. That's it.
He's done Cork, hasn't he?
He's done Cork.
Tommen.
Is he heading towards Belfast now?
Not doing two Tommens, is he? Two Tommens?
Two Tommens, yeah. He's doing there again tonight.
I thought he'd be better Friday. Although Thursday, yeah.
Surely he's going to Belfast.
I don't know. Surely he's rinsed every Ed Sheeran fan there is on this island if he is.
Ed Sheeran fever carries on tonight and Shannon Sides and 31-year-old then travels to Belfast for two more shows. Yeah, so
wow.
Two Croakers, two Parky Queeves, two Thomans.
That's ridiculous.
Two Belfasts.
2:30.
And he did Galway last time.
Yeah, that's mad. I thought there was going to be a story of some cash here. RJ Mitty, who plays Walt Jr., who we interviewed in the middle of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was only 13 or 14 when he started in that show. He's only 29 now. Anyway, he said during the last few years, Bryan Cranston would keep in touch with the cast members just to see if everyone was doing okay. Now, that's as far as he's gone with it. I don't know, was he also suggesting if you were an out-of-work actor, he was revoluting you a few squid?
I don't know. Well, you get the impression maybe it's just more, how are you?
Yeah. Well, how are you, Grandpa? How are you? Doesn't pay the bills, Jim.
Bryan Cranston seems to be exactly how I'd hope him to be in my head.
Not sure if he got in touch with Skyler. Skyler. Maybe not.
Have you noticed that have you seen that twin thing that the people have done? And once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Who does he look like?
He looks like what's his name from the actor. So Skyler, the.
Oh yes, I have Woody Harrelson.
Woody
with
Harrelson.
The wig.
She's the image. Like they could be brother and sister. That. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's Woody Harrelson.
Stick a wig on me, I'll it's probably look like somebody, but I mean...
Well, we'll try that later if we're stuck. Tom Cruise denies flying his Top Gun Maverick premiere to the premiere after an epic entrance. He flew in a helicopter and he flew in style.
If he wasn't flying though, was he?
He says he wasn't, no. But like, it's very Tom Cruise-y to imagine he would.
But you need to know what you're doing with a helicopter.
He probably knows how to do all that.
I don't know. Actors in charge of helicopters. You're grand.
Well, he can fly. He knows how to fly the Maverick and all those things.
Yeah, but helicopters don't even know how to fly.
You just have a weird thing in helicopters.
They're literally not meant to fly, and they have to do things to make them fly. I wouldn't trust them. Just wouldn't trust them. Stick with a plane.
I'm going to get you on a helicopter full of snakes.
No.
See what happens. Whoa. And some bananas and tomatoes and throw them in.
Disgusting. Stop now. Stop. And House of the Dragon. There is a full-length trailer offering a better look at the Game of Thrones spin-off, and it's 200 years before the events of the main series. Everyone's going backwards. I don't understand.
What is this brief mortal life, if not the pursuit of legacy?
I, Rickon Stark.
I, Corlys Velaryon.
I, Ormond Baratheon.
Promise to be faithful to King Viserys and to his named heir,
Princess Rhaenyra.
Rhaenyra Targaryen.
Men would sooner put the realm to the torch than see a woman ascend the Iron Throne.
Oh. So yeah, it's all about House Targaryen, basically.
It's all based on that, yeah. So if you're a massive fan, you'd be missing it, then there's more.
Keep yourself happy with that. It's F104 at 6:56. Who's today's hottest ticket? We'll tell you after 7 on F104.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. Good morning.
Guten Morgen. Hello.
Guten Morgen, my friend. You're back from your travels.
You're opening presents there, are you? Wrapping paper.
Well, you don't have any presents. I noticed that when you go away, you don't bring back anything. You don't bring back like unusual Australian.
I was working.
Austrian
it's
chocolates. It doesn't matter. You have access to airports and little tacky shops.
Yeah, you're flying light. Like, you don't have room for any of that stuff. But yeah, my recommendation would be, well, first of all, it was my first experience of the German Autobahn. Not for the extremely faint-hearted. And also, go to Austria. Now, I was only in Salzburg, but go to Austria.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous place. You wouldn't think of it maybe as somewhere to go on your holidays, but oh my God. And they've the most amazing houses on the side of busy roads, right, in huge fields. But there's no walls. There's no fences. The only fences I saw were solar panel fences. Mm. But in Ireland, you know the way, if you have a bit of land, there'd be a big stone wall around it. This is mine.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist.
Maybe it's just around Salzburg, that's the thing.
I'd love to know how it works. So, gorgeous place.
Yeah, sounds good.
Go travel if you can.
Now, hot prediction. So there's two things I've heard. One is what they're saying this morning in many different places. Forecasters are predicting the start of another heat wave with temperatures hitting 25 next week. So they reckon about 18 degrees over the weekend, but mixture of clouds, all that kind of stuff. But then by next Friday, this day next week, we should be hitting into the 20s. That's what they're saying. Now, the predictions that I'm reading here are 25s, but I've heard, you know, 18s, 19s maximum. But we'll see.
We'll have to wait and see.
It's going to be warm, yeah. It's going to be warm next week. And then it's going to get cooler again. So there is something coming. A big sort of, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, flip-flops.
Well, darkness into light is tomorrow morning. Sunrise will be around about 5:43 a.m. to be exact.
Right.
Emma and Crossy will be on air on FM104 from 4 a.m. So if you're going somewhere, they will kind of get you in the mood.
Let them know, yeah.
So it should be dry for that then. Good.
Countdown star Rachel Riley has told of a celebrity. So this happened a few years ago, but she's kind of fuming with herself that she didn't do something at the time and she didn't get the police involved. She was at a party. She said a well-known figure had just got an Apple Watch. She's playing table tennis with her husband, Pasha, the dancer from Strictly. At this party, there's loads of people around, and this man upskirts her by putting his phone on the floor underneath where she's playing table tennis. She's wearing a miniskirt or whatever, and he sits back down and he's looking at his watch, going, look at it. And she says now she doesn't know why she didn't smash his phone with her shoe. So her husband just picked up the phone, brought it over to the guy, and kind of gave him a glare like, "What are you doing?"
Mm.
But she's saying now, it's, you know, she's, I don't think she's going to do anything about it now, but she's saying now that she wished she'd done something about it at the time, and if it happened now, she wouldn't just let it go. And it's, you know, these things are clearly, they've been illegal for a number of years. I don't know how they weren't always illegal, but anyway, she's revealed this at the moment, and she says it's still obviously bothering her.
It would, yeah.
But this guy, like, to do it is bad. Like, to do it is bad, is really bad. But to do it and not even care that everyone can see it, you're at a party, everyone can see it, you're not even attempting to do it, just to think it's funny, you know, it's so odd.
It is odd. And I imagine it would feel like an invasion for a woman, so you can see why it would still.
So I don't know if she's going to name this man, but she's talking about it, so maybe she's considering.
Okay.
So, I don't know. The Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial continues. Have you seen any of it?
Of course.
So she's on the stand now. I have no idea how this is going to...
There's crying but no tears. Is that a fair summarisation? Yeah.
You see, this is what everyone's saying. I can't call it, because both of them seem to have been not very nice people. Both of them are actors. Both of them are very wealthy. He's trying to clear his name, and they say that he's going through all this just to put it out there so everyone can see what's real and what's not. I can't tell what's real and what's not. But the overwhelming... I can see the overwhelming reaction from people, from comments, is yesterday when she's on the stand, a lot of people think she's just a really bad actor. But, I mean, that's kind of unfair, you know? You would be crying on the stand.
Social media, I suppose. I just keep asking why. What'll be the outcome? Will someone get loads of money? Will they clear their name? And at the end of it, everyone knows all your business.
This is the thing. So everyone's asking the same question. Why are they doing all the dirty laundry on both sides? Like, they both have seems to they both have done things that are odd and not right. I think the whole reason is that Johnny Depp wants everybody to
believe him.
To believe his side of things, or to see what. Anyway, she didn't want to go on the stand. She went on the stand. It's a negative reaction. I don't know how it's going to conclude. I don't know who's going to be a winner. Even if they say, okay, well, we believe you versus you, I don't see how either of them wins.
That's my point. I agree with you.
She doesn't have the money to give him whatever 70 million, whatever he's suing her for.
No, and he probably doesn't need 70 million either. I think he just wants to be able to work again. He says his work dried up as soon as this all happened.
Yeah.
So.
Well, anyway, it's difficult not to watch it.
No. Having a row with your missus or vice versa is always watchable from the outside, I suppose. Especially if you're really famous, you're in court, and you're all over TikTok. It has everything.
It's absolutely
everything.
Now, he does have a huge fan base.
Yeah, he's built up like he's been an actor for an awful long time.
So that's not fair, you know, on her. So a lot of people would lean towards him. He's a much more charming person, yeah. I would say. She seems not as charming, and she's not as famous. So that's going against her, because everyone's familiar with Johnny Depp, but they're not so familiar with her.
How long a day are you rabbit holing this now?
Oh, I don't rabbit hole it. I can't. I was like, you could fall into the rabbit hole where you're watching the screen when they're having their lunch and they're just at the. When are they coming back?
Do they get salads today?
No, I watch a sort of 10 minutes or 15 minutes a day of the highlights.
Okay. Oh, that's enough.
Kind of like what I do with Wimbledon.
That's all you need. That's all you need. This lady has a new tune out today. And it will be called Vegas, where we should all go once in our lives. Doja Cat and Woman on F104.
So TripAdvisor have done their usual list. Dublin has made it to number 7 on the top things to do, top cities to go and party in.
Okay.
In Europe.
That's reasonably okay.
We're always in the top 10 apparently. So, and they have, I think there's 250 different bars and pubs and restaurants that they recommend.
Excellent.
So I've gone and had a little look. The number 1 bar, there's no way you'd guess it.
According to TripAdvisor. Would we agree with this bar?
No. Well, I mean, if you were a businessman and you had a very nice suit and you were coming in from Brussels,
You go here and you go,
oh, TripAdvisor, they steered me well here.
Where could that be? Like somewhere in the Westin or something?
The Saddle Bar and the...
Where is that again?
The Shelburne
Hotel.
The horseshoe bar.
It cost you like €12 for a pint.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If you're a businessman in a very nice suit from Brussels. Yeah, this is very nice.
TripAdvisor said that's the place.
You can have a pint of Guinness. That's a European man, by the way. That's the voice of a European
man.
I don't know where he's from. He could be Austrian.
Okay, let's say I'm just back from Salzburg. So let's say I went to TripAdvisor and I wanted to find out where would be the best bar. If they were telling me the equivalent of that there, I'd feel a bit let down. I'd be like, that's not for me. I don't know.
What you need to do is, when you're going anywhere, you need to find someone who lives there or someone who's been there a lot.
Or in fairness, it's worked for me in the past. If you search wherever you are with the city you're going to or the location, just search it on TikTok. You will find
TikTok, yeah.
Go by views and you'll find people who've had loads and loads of views, and they'll be recommending restaurants, bars, clubs, whatever.
Well, I did this. So when you go to, New York, right? Say, for example, you're going to New York. You can go to Manhattan and go to all the touristy places and they're muck. They're not great. But if you get talking to a proper New Yorker and you say, look, I want to go and have a really nice meal, they'll say, oh, this is a New Yorker now. There's a spot over in Brooklyn, Jimmy. Why don't you go over there? It's up to you, the lower ninth.
Don't go after 11. They'll know you're not a local.
Yeah. So that's a New Yorker giving me advice.
Hey, Jimmy, want best pizza in the city? You got to get out of Manhattan.
So it's the same with Dublin. Like a lot of the things that people would recommend on these websites and Lonely Planet and all these things, if you spoke to us, we'd be going, no.
Well, if you asked 98% of Dubliners where to go, they wouldn't give you that answer. I mean, it's a very posh hotel, a very nice hotel, don't get me wrong. If you were saying, recommend a bar that I go to.
Yeah, I'd meet the European man with his nice suit.
It's very Dublin.
I'd meet him outside the Shelburne. I'd say, look, I'll text you when I'm outside. And then I'd walk him round to Mulligan's. I go, now look at this.
Walk now, Jim.
It's not that far.
From Shelburne.
It's not. Well, you take in a few sights, you know?
But you know what I mean?
I'd say, look, isn't that better, isn't it?
Surely these recommended websites should be somewhere that a local would tell you. And I just don't know, unless you stopped off in Dalkey.
And in fairness to them,
and asked them where to go.
A lot of them, when they're doing these things, they do ask an awful lot of people from the area, what do you recommend? So, but the Horseshoe Bar is the number one bar in Dublin. There's some very posh bars on TripAdvisor.
You want to turn yourself on and off again there, TripAdvisor? Give yourself a reboot.
Now, that's in bars and restaurants. So, I don't know if they have a section for pubs, but they should.
That's
the number one thing that most tourists ask us. Where should I go?
Get in touch with us for a collab, guys.
Exactly.
We'll collab away with you. It's 7:23. Before 7:30, less than 5 minutes or so, we'll tell you who today's hottest ticket act is. Loads of chance for you to win tickets to this. They're kind of a retro act today. Details on the way. It's F104.
Cardi B showed up at the Met Gala in the Versace dress earlier this week, and she had one of the most elaborate entrances of the Met Gala.
There was also a Versace car.
A Versace car?
I didn't know they made cars.
No.
Have they put fake Versace badges on it?
But anyway, Vogue has released a behind-the-scenes look at how the dress came about.
We're only a few days away from the Met, and we're on the final stages of completing Cardi B's Met Gala dress.
This dress pays tribute to the American hip-hop culture and to Gianni and Donatella Versace, who first brought it into the high fashion.
Both Cardi B and Donatella share a similar sense of over-the-top glamour and sense of humor, so it's the perfect collaboration.
I don't care what anybody says, this is a competition, okay? The Met Gala, this is a competition. And we're going number one. And you know, I've been a grown woman for a minute now, but I don't know what it is. I just feel like this year, that's how I've been feeling about myself too. Like, I'm a grown-ass woman.
It'd be very hot now, a gold dress.
What they do is, they go up the stairs, or they go through the red carpet, and then they get changed out of it.
Do what Kim did?
Yeah, they all do that.
Right.
Then the dresses go back to the owners, and they get into their gym jams.
Photograph done.
The Met Gala.
They wear their gym jams then?
They wear their jimmy jams, yeah.
When you can't see them.
There's a little booth where they get changed.
Wow.
And then they get in their jimmy jams, and they have pillow fights. That's what celebrities do, Nobby.
Now I know.
So
this is Gaga's tune from Top Gun. I'm on the edge of glory.
That sounds very old. That sounds like from a different era.
That was probably The Brief. It's based on a very old movie.
Make it sound like a early 1980s song. Only you're not from the 1980s. That's how she's done that.
I have no idea.
It feels familiar. I bet you she's taken about four different things from well-known songs.
Yeah. Produces. And Tay Tay is a new version of this love from her 1989 album.
I thought this summer was going to be like all the other summers. But it's not. Because I won't let it be.
I liked you better with glasses.
Too bad. I like me better without them.
1, 2, going to be on This Summer I Turned Pretty, which is on Amazon Prime, which, by the way, I found the other day, if you have Prime, No Time to Die is free to watch on it now.
Is it?
Some of the other places are still charging you.
If you're a proper Taylor Swift fan, once you get the re-recorded album, do you get rid of the old album because it's your man Scooter?
I don't know. What would you do there?
I bet you're supposed to get rid of your old album.
Solidarity for Taylor, would you get...
Keep the updated version.
Do you keep both? If you're a massive Taylor fan, you wouldn't want to delete anything.
And does he get any money for that because he owns the rights?
No. That's why she's done all that. I hope not, anyway.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you?
You would. In the next Dish to Dirt, Rihanna and ASAP, what's the story? Are they not?
ASAP has a question on F4's Instagram, and Podgy will bring us his top five of 2022 so far.
And hottest ticket on F104 today, it's Red Hot Chili Peppers and Molly Pop.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104.
We don't care what you say. TV Guide with Podgy.
Podgy's TV Guide is the TV Guide you deserve. Mm-hmm. What to give to you and what to swear.
Alright, what's the starty, Podgy?
What is the starty, Muffet?
What is the starting budge? So we've had requests, Podgy, from various fans of yours, and they said, look, he's given us too much stuff every week. We can't keep up. Is there any way you can do kind of a recap of the best stuff of 2022?
So far.
Me and Nobby will give you one each, and then you give us three more.
Yeah, well, there's two answers to that now. First of all, you need to get some cleverer listener or...
How dare you?
Second of all, yeah, we can do that. Of course we can do
Could. Well, speaking of that, Nobby, then I'm going to start with Better Call Saul. This is my favourite show of this year so far, I would say. It's the final season. I have this week's episode. I haven't watched it yet. I'm trying to treat myself. That's how much I don't want it to be over. It's so good.
Does it feel like you're also saying goodbye to Breaking Bad?
Well, you never know. There could be another spin-off. I thought when Breaking Bad was finished, I didn't think they were going to do a movie and then a 6-series spin-off, but they did. The lads haven't appeared in it yet.
Well, that'll be good then.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
See you, Better Call. It's also going to be the year that we say goodbye to Ozark. So, Marty Bird, I don't know how it ends. I've all of this season to catch up on, so I don't know. I was described to somebody else, because they're asking about it, and they had only seen the start of it. And they were like, is it a bit, he's washing money? I was like, yeah, that's it.
It's Breaking Bad in the woods.
It's Noah's Ark with drugs.
Darlene.
Well, it's also the last year of the Peaky Blinders.
Man, so many people love that show. So I'll be writing these all down, everybody. Better Call Saul, Ozark, Peaky Blinders.
Why have they arranged for so many shows to come to an end altogether? Did that show make you buy a hat or a gun, Podge?
I had both.
Already.
I was wearing that hat without watching that show.
You were, in fairness, you were, yeah. Killian Murphy wore it better, though, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Did it make you wear a short with no collar?
I used to when I was a young lad, yeah.
Did it make you get all the sides of your hair cut like you're going out in the 1950s to play football?
Yeah, I used to get my hair cut like that when I was youngful as well.
Yeah.
I saw something when I was a young lad that was set in like 1920s and I decided, okay, that's my style.
That's me.
Yeah, so for about a year.
All of his college videos look like that, Podge.
My hair was really long one time and it was about 14. It was like really curly and long. And the guy looked for a short back and sides, really short, like 1920s style. Showed him a picture and he goes, there you are. They won't be calling you Shirley Temple in school anymore.
Did we talk about the end of the season for Man United fans or would that be a different bit?
No, you can talk, not this week. You can talk about the end of the season for Man City fans though.
Shots fired.
Oh yeah. Now I believe that the city of Manchester is now officially twinned with the county of Mayo. And the patron saint is Brendan Grace. Oh. Butlers. Shocking.
Just,
well lads,
just when they thought there wasn't going to be a dig. There was a dig.
There is two new series. the first of which was on Disney Plus, which was The Book of Boba Fett.
Oh, I love that.
You haven't mentioned that show, Jim, but is it new?
Yeah, there's a show, yeah, it's called Boba Fett, so The Book of Boba Fett, and it's very, very good. I love that now. And I'm looking forward to Obi-Wan, which is coming at the end of this month.
Obi-Wan, as we call him here.
Obi-Wan, please. Obi-Wan and a smoke card.
We'd have to call the second series Obi-2. Because the Americans won't get it.
There won't be a second season. It's a unique event, six episodes. It's basically a six-episode film that links the original films to the prequels. But, and Darth Vader, how he started and all that.
Darth Vader.
Is he just Vader then? Was he?
No, he was the Darth Vader. That's you, Podge.
You can't even be a Lewis the Vader anymore. You have to swap, get off and not buy another ticket.
And walk.
But there's another new show now, lads, this year, and I have to say, this is my favourite new show of the year. Slow Horses.
Oh, yeah, I think I agree with you.
You really care about them, don't you?
No, I think they're a bunch of absolute losers, but they're my losers.
So what they've done in that, right, season one is already done, I've watched it, right? But they've already filmed season two, so when season one finishes, they show you the trailer immediately for season two, which I've never seen before. So they have the entire season two filmed. They filmed the two of them back to back.
It's not out straight away, though, is it?
I don't know when the second one's coming out, but
they're just teasing you.
It's ready to go. It's really, really good. You'd love it, Nobby.
Well, looking at that little bit of opening sequence there, I think I would.
Well, I think it's the best show of the year so far, without a doubt. So if you haven't already gooed them, that's like a whole what's that we're giving you there. Five to goo around.
That's a big goo, yeah.
It's better
yeah, get your big goo head round that lot. Give them the goo. Goo!
That's Podgy's TV Guide, the best of 22. Why not? Five shows.
Nothing on telly anyway. Yeah. There you go. Stream.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. Ten questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
Let's go off to Sandy for this morning, Jim.
Yes, and who do we have?
Paula, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Very good. You're an 8 or a 9?
Sometimes, yes.
We had an 8 or a 9 yesterday, got a 7. We had an 8 or a 9 or a 10 on Wednesday. They got a 10. Very good scores this week. And 7 on... Mary gets 7 on Tuesday.
You had a winner. Is that what you're saying?
We had a winner on Wednesday. Winner on Wednesday, yeah.
Congratulations.
Did you hear that one, Paula?
I didn't hear that one, actually. It's the only one I haven't heard this week.
Good stuff. Well
snooze
done.
You lose.
You get a sticker for listening to most of the Instagrams. Well done.
Well, I constantly text in to get a call, so I'm listening all the time.
Well, thanks very much. Now's your chance to shine. Can we have two winners in a week again?
What's your favourite type of question?
I'll tell you what my least favourite is the true or false.
Oh, well, we have two of them.
Two of them?
No, maybe one. I can't remember now.
All right, Paula, best of luck.
I can't keep it on top of
everybody. He's so professional.
It's a lot of questions. One. Paula, what is a tangle twister?
It's an ice cream.
A telescope is used to look at things far away. What scope is used to look at small objects very close up?
Microscope.
Water and honeydew are types of what food?
Melon.
What shoe brand is famous for their red soles?
Christian Louboutin.
True or false? ASAP Rocky hates red lipstick.
False.
Who has more followers on Instagram, Kings of Leon or Dermot Kennedy?
Kings of Leon.
27 St. Stephen's Green is the address of which famous Dublin hotel?
The Shelburne.
Menthol sweets are made from the oil of what plant?
Eucalyptus.
What alcohol is most associated with a margarita?
It makes
tequila.
Me happy. And true or false, Holt Junction Dart Station is in Holt.
True.
It's not. It's false.
Where is it?
Kilbarrick, I think. Yeah.
See, so yeah, the Howth Junction is outside Howth.
Goes to Howth, but not in Howth.
You get into the Howth Junction, that brings you to Howth.
Eventually. Otherwise, you'd end up in Malahide.
Everywhere is walking distance when you have the time. So, Paula, a Tangle Twister is an ice cream. Microscope was right. Melon was right. Louboutin.
Although you gave it a slightly fancier name, Paula, but we'll let you away with it.
ASAP Rocky doesn't really like makeup at all. And he particularly doesn't like red lipstick. He says it's one of his pet hates. He says when somebody with wearing red lipstick gives you a kiss, it gets all over you. He doesn't like that.
He should drop the A from his name and get on with his life. You know that?
Sup.
Dermot Kennedy or Kings of Leon? Who's more followers on Instagram?
Dermot Kennedy has 100,000 more.
And they don't have a new song out this week. He does.
The Shelburne was right. Menthol are made from the oil of mint.
Sorry, it's Donna Mead, not Kilbarrick. Sorry, let's not call it an international argument.
Tequila was right, and Howth Junction. So you got 6 today, Paula.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for the call.
You're very welcome. Thanks for playing.
Okay, have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Oh, feathers ruffled with Donna Mead there.
No, sorry. I know. Look, I'm only a blowing Northsider. I'm allowed to slip up. Like, we all make mistakes. I'm only human after all,
it's from Rathfarnham. I'm like, come on.
What would I know about Donna Mead?
Right, so let's have a gander. Carly Rae Jepsen has released a video for the new song Western Wind. She performed the single at the Coachella last month.
Good start to the tune.
And here it is.
Meanwhile, Doja's got new music out today. It's called Vegas. It's from the biopic about a singer called Elvis. He loved burgers.
Ever think of being a history teacher, no?
It'd be good, wouldn't it?
You would, yeah.
Now, this has been described as the musical equivalent of trying to slide into someone's DMs. So Jack Harlow, great tune at the moment, he's got a song called Dua Lipa. That's a bit creepy, no?
Why is it? It's only creepy if the lyrics are creepy. But I need some Dua Lipa. I'm trying to do more with her than do a feature. I check the web, they are chewing me up. Fade away, I left that Luca knee up. I heard from... What do you say about Luca? Nothing. You know my city. So it should have a dart station. All these discussions over who could see us. Hush it. I sold them basements out. Let's do arenas.
Crushing. She looking. I'm blushing. I'm lying. I'm touching. Sorry?
Cobra Kai Season 5 has been announced following his shocking results of the All Valley Tournament. Terry Silver is expanding the Cobra. I can't believe we're on to Season 5 already. Massive show for Netflix. And Netflix are cancelling things left, right and centre. Here comes Season 5.
Today is a turning point at Cobra Kai. Our competition has closed up shop. And the only thing better than a full dojo is a whole valley of full dojos. Come join us.
This is what we're up against. I know firsthand that Silver isn't afraid of putting kids in harm's way. And that's why I have to take him down.
You're playing with fire, Danny boy. And I am gasoline.
And I am gasoline.
I am gasoline.
So my next guest needs no introduction. We'll return to Netflix on the 20th of May. The guests with David Letterman will be Billie Eilish, Cardi B, Will Smith, Ryan Reynolds, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. We're not sure.
I love her.
If the Will Smith chat was recorded before the Oscars or after, they're not going to tell you. Sure, they're not going to make you want to find out.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she'd be on my list if I was having a. You know, the people say if you're having a party with loads of celebrities, she'd be definitely on my list
for coming around for dinner, like.
Yeah, with a load of celebrities around a table. Yeah.
Yeah. What would you cook them, Jim?
I don't know.
Roast butternut squash.
I never thought about what I cooked them. I just thought about just chatting.
Guess first and then.
Yeah.
They'd all
she
be starving.
Is brilliant.
Kind of hanging at a bowl of
she's
prawn.
Won more Emmys than I think than anybody with all her shows. She's been in everything.
Yeah.
She's so good.
We'll look forward to that dinner date. So, yeah. That is Dish the Dirt for now. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets. Hottest ticket all day long on F104 today.
So there's a band or an artist called Dame, and they come up with various tunes. And this
Dame.
And this tune has gone viral in a massive way. The amount of people who've got green screens and really professionally made videos for this little song. And it's about the frustration. Do you know when you go up to a drive-thru McDonald's?
This happened to me yesterday.
Yesterday? Only yesterday. You were looking for an ice cream, were you?
I wasn't looking for an ice cream.
Milkshake.
I was looking for... So it was in Germany. I went to school, believe it or not. For 6 years, I studied German.
Oh, sorry, yeah, carry on.
And to my eternal shame yesterday, I was not able to drive to a McDonald's drive-thru in Germany and order a McDonald's breakfast. And when I asked for...
McDonald's breakfast, bitte.
When I asked for a Mac sausage...
A Mac sausage?
The German lady was trying to explain to me in German, it finishes at 10:30.
Oh.
So she said this 3 or 4 times and I did the Irish thing. No, a sausage Mac muffin. So I looked at the clock in the car and I go, it's 10:40. She just said 10:30.
Dear.
But like...
What'd you get instead?
I had to get a Big Mac. Didn't taste as good. Sorry.
Poor you.
Irish beef.
So, when you pull up to a McDonald's and you want to get a milkshake or an ice cream and they say that the machine's not working today. I didn't know this was an international thing.
Is that at night time only because they want to knock
this
off?
This happens all the time. And so, not only does that happen, right, and it obviously happens in America as well because the amount of people have done this video. And the first reaction most people have is they don't believe the person at the window that the machine's broken. And they think, right, I'm going to come in and check.
McDonald's staff, come on, we know you're out there. What is the real reason for this?
So, this is the Dame song that's gone viral. And don't look at the video of this one. This, the video for this one, Nobby, is not even that good. Just listen to it. This is called McDonald's Ice Cream Machine.
Welcome to McDonald's, what you order, bro?
Can I get an Oreo McFlurry, yeah?
We're not serving ice cream right now. It's broken at the moment. Can I get you something?
Oh, I know you're gonna say that. Let me go into my 7 chair the back.
So you gotta calm down and accept that.
I know your ice cream machine working, yet it's all cap.
I'm not lying, it's broken.
Well, it better be, cause I ain't coming in.
And if you're coming in, I'll get your ass pinned.
Then I'ma fight you over ice cream then.
So it's an international thing. You're not the only person. It doesn't just happen here. It happens everywhere. So
they do be cleaning the machine. Says the message.
So when they do be cleaning the machine,
what, is it always being cleaned?
Well, that's good. The hygiene standards are very good. So when they do be cleaning the machine, they do be saying that the machine is not working.
Right.
So you do be not getting a milkshake, or do be not getting an ice cream.
You do be getting nothing.
So that's why
we need to get to the bottom of it.
So if you work at McDonald's. That's the frustration for customers, but I'm sure it's just as frustrating for you to say,
of course,
sorry, it's not working at the moment.
Other thing I have that isn't international but it is ice cream related was, on my travels I nipped across the German border into Austria, pulled into a service station. They have ice creams that we don't even have. They have magnums that we don't even have.
Like what
here.
Kind of magnum we don't
there
have?
There was a chocolate cookie crumble magnum. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Why don't we have that here?
They don't call Wibbly Wobbly Wonders, they call them Fungi Fungies or something.
That wouldn't work because the dolphins.
But there was one particular one. It was €1.40. It was called Bum Bum.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
and we all know what you do with an ice cream, so that just seems very strange.
I have Swedish friends, and one of the nicest chocolate they could give you from Sweden is called Plop.
Okay.
With 2 P's.
So in Austria, what does Bum Bum mean? Because it's an ice cream.
It probably means yum yum. I'm guessing if it's an ice cream.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Well, no, I'll just call it yum yum. It's a more international word. Because I'm pretty sure a bum is a fairly international word too.
It could be bum bum. It could mean tasty. I don't know.
It's probably slang. Bum. Anyway, I just noticed it. They do be cleaning the machine. I'm saying that for the rest of today. In fact, maybe the weekend.
Is it a slinky?
It's F104.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. I did my research, Nobby, as you're always saying, for people to do.
Okay.
And I've investigated the ice cream you saw in Germany called Bum Bum.
Before you tell me any more about it, my German neighbour, Bianca, has messaged me to say, there's chewing gum.
Yeah.
At the end of these.
It says chewing gum in the end, yeah. So it's basically vanilla ice cream with strawberry on the outside with kind of a sugary red coating, and there's a little bit of chewing gum in there.
Right, is that for the end?
I think it's done like packaging of chewing gum.
But okay.
Bum Bum.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with your bottom. Well, obviously.
Well, in this part of the world it is. Ask any 5-year old what's it called.
Well, bum bum is one of the funniest things you could say when you're 5.
Yeah.
But no, it's nothing to do with that. It's to do with Boris Becker.
What?
Who got imprisoned this
week. They're trying to sort him to be able to do commentary from his prison cell. If he goes to an open prison,
I can give him a microphone though, maybe work from home microphone.
They're going to be zooming into his cell.
Are they?
If he goes to an open prison by the time it starts for Wimbledon, yes.
Class. He's actually quite good on the commentary. I was going to miss that. I thought if you go to prison, they won't let you work for them. Anyway, so, yeah. So his nickname in Germany.
Bum Bum Boris.
Bum Bum Boris, right? When he came on the scene, nobody expected him to be so good. He won Wimbledon when he was 16 or something. So Bum Bum Boris. And to celebrate him, Nestle in Germany came out with an ice cream to celebrate Bum Bum Boris. They called it Bum Bum.
And it stuck.
It became so popular because he won Wimbledon 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
It became so popular, it's just, that's it. But people forgot, but it was named after him. So there you go.
It didn't say Boris in the rapper, just said
very
Bum Bum.
Topical, Nubby.
They dropped the Boris.
You happen to see Bum Bum Boris. Yeah, it was named after Bum Bum.
You think they brought it out in Austria just in time for his prison sentence?
No, it's always been there. It's a popular It's a popular snack in Germany, Austria. So, but it's named after him.
They also, in that part of the world, have, you know, the Milka chocolate we bring home from airports?
Yeah.
They have ice cream cone versions of Milka. I put the video up on TikTok. The video got more views than the car I put up.
You can't go wrong just looking at the different confectionery around the world.
Yeah, a bit of ice cream strange is always good. And Bum Bum makes it very, very strange. So yeah. What does actually Bum... What does it mean?
It's his nickname. I think it's just Bum Bum because he's so fast, probably. Yeah.
Okay. I asked my Austrian friend what ice cream Bum Bum. She said there is chewing... Yeah, okay. In
it's
the
chewing
tube,
gum?
There's chewing gum. So Bum Bum means the burst in the bubbles, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
There you are. So Bum Bum. So we must send a box to Boris.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. When I worked at McDonald's, it was usually at night or on a sunny day, and they ran out of the ice cream mix. And in fact, fun fact, I was the first person in Ireland to serve a McFlurry, says Paul and Tala. No way.
That is a fun fact, Paul.
It's a Bum Bum fun.
That's a fun fact.
What flavour was it?
Imagine you're stuck on a plane with Paul. Give us a fun fact about yourself there, Paul. Okay. I was the first person in Ireland to serve a McFlurry. Wow. Get away, Paul. That's too much fun.
And now he owns 20 McDonald's franchises and he's really loaded and just listens to the Strawberry Alarm Clock for pleasure. Wow. Have some Bum Bum this weekend. It's FM 104. We were ahead of our time when it came to this. In 2018, Ireland discontinued its service. Australia then followed us the following year. The service is still available in Britain. Well, because they're Britain. But yesterday, France announced it is calling time on its talking clock.
They still have the talking clock.
Yeah. It was first invented in 1933 by Ernest Esclangon. He was an astronaut and he was sick of people ringing up the astronauts, wasting their time asking them what time it is. So he invented the talking clock.
Yeah, no, I can get why they needed it back then. But, like, I don't understand why France are hanging on to it.
Well, they're not anymore.
I did hear there was a fella whose his missus is no longer with us. She did the speaking clock in some country. And he used to ring it all the time, just listen to her.
Ah, Jim, now there's no need for that on a Friday morning.
There is, yeah.
Just hear her voice.
Yeah. Isn't that romantic and sad at the same time?
Yeah, but she's just saying the time. It's not really like...
She's just saying the time, yeah.
Probably more relevant than you're saying that you put the bin out.
There was no time left.
She did the dishwasher. So, Le Horge de Parlante. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it.
That's easy for you to say. Why do you get yourself into these things?
What?
The speaking clock in French.
Hello. Anyway.
What is it?
L'Horge.
L'Horge.
L'Horge Parlante. Yeah, Parlante?
That'll do.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'll have mine well done, please.
Britain, because they're Britain, still have it. It costs €1.50 to ring the thing. Just look at your phone.
Yes, I remember. So that was very, very expensive. I remember that was the thing that... I think we got rid of ours. When did we get rid of
2018, ours left.
Is it only then?
So literally, if this makes no sense, and it really doesn't make much sense to me either, you ring a number, a premium rate number, and a robot tells you at the signal it will be 9:25... and 0 seconds or something.
Does directory inquiries thing? I know somebody used to ring.
It must be gone.
I know directory inquiries used to be a thing, right? I don't know if I never heard the memo that they got gone. So if you ring directory inquiries, right? I go, can I give the number for whatever it is? You know, Donnymead, Howth Junction. And they say, yeah, we have the number, caller. Would you like to be connected? Never say yes.
Yeah, no, no, they're all gone, Jim.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would you like to be connected? That was the scam.
Well, I presume they're all gone.
If you like to be connected, if they connect you, it's like a gazette. Well, no, it's not. It's quite expensive, let's just say.
Let me check.
It's quite compared to you getting the number and ringing yourself. If they connect you, you get charged through the nose. I know this because a friend of mine used to use directory inquiries all the time, and then they got a massive bill.
Yeah, I'm connected.
It turned out it was directory inquiries.
I tried one of them there. I think it's gone. But in the last few years,
hello, directory inquiries.
I don't know.
You'd have to still have it, wouldn't you?
No, Google.
Oh, no.
Hello, Google. 250 million calls a year were made to this clock in its heyday in the UK. 2006, there was 70 million. 2011, there was still 30 million people in the UK. So let's fast forward in 11 years. It hasn't gone from 30 million to zero. So who is ringing it? One of the busiest times of the year apparently is New Year's Eve. People want to know what time it is.
This is when people used to set their watches to, you know, they look at the town hall clock and they'd set their watches.
I just don't know with today's technology how, like, your laptop will give you the seconds. Why would you need to ring a number, spend €1.50 a minute and hear a robot? It's archaic, like.
I'm surprised at France. France, I'm talking to you right now. I'm surprised at you.
Well, the only ones left now are the UK.
Well, this is only France only got rid of it the other day, though.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
I'm surprised it's
probably still there.
I'm not surprised at the UK. I can imagine them having that.
Ireland.
Let's keep it.
Good man, Ernest. Fair play to you. It lasted. It was good while it lasted. It's almost 100 years.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.